What's your mindset right now?
Right now it's just the offseason and starting back with OTA, so you're out there trying to get better every day. Guard, center, wherever they ask, I'm just going to go out there every day and try to get better at something.
How comfortable are you playing center, potentially in the NFL as a starter?
I know if they want me to play center, I will be prepared, and that's what we have great coaching staff, and wherever they feel me most comfortable, I'll step right in and do whatever they ask.
What have you seen from Suofio just getting back out there? I mean, obviously, you know, he was a rookie last year, but it seems like you guys are kind of pairing up a little today and sliding it out at center, too.
Right. X is a good player. He works really hard, so he has a bright future, and just, hey, he's going to keep on grinding and look forward to seeing how he progresses.
This training camp's a little bit different with the quarterback's position, obviously. Ryan was the guy last year. Now you got two guys competing for the job. What are your thoughts on working with those guys from the center spot?
It doesn't matter at all. Whoever's back there, we're happy to work with. We have a lot of great quarterbacks. You got Savage, you got Hoyer, and you got Mallett. So whoever's in there, they're very confident, and all of them's been around this system before. So we got great leaders on this team.
He has a leadership role now that Chris isn't here. Talk about that, how you are handling the first day of OTAs and moving forward.
Definitely. You come out there and you want to have a good first day. Just no mistakes. And as today I worked at center and guard, so whenever I was in there at center, I just made the card and make sure everything ran crisp. But we got a lot of great leaders on this team. Just talking about the O-line, you got Dwayne Brown. He's been there for the long haul. I think he's been tenured, the most tenured veteran, one of the tenured veterans of the Texans, and he's a heck of a leader we got, and we're definitely relying on him. He's a guy, he's our voice of offensive line.
Encouraging to see Mallett get out there and go through a full practice with you guys and show off the arm a little bit.
Definitely. I don't know how much we see as the quarterbacks. We just handle our job up front, and whoever's back there, we hope they complete it.
What are your thoughts on being on the Hard Knocks series?
You can't even tell us in there because you see practice getting videoed every day. You have the media out there, so you probably won't even tell the difference. So you're just going out there and execute a day and just trying to get better every day.
You think it'll be a distraction at all?
Not at all. You probably won't even know they're in the room. We have you film practice every day. Media's out there every day, so I don't think anything will change.
You've been known to do some different things, though, whether it's eating a cockroach or any of that stuff. Are you prepared for HBO, you know, on national camera to ask you to do some of that stuff?
I'm just getting ready, and whatever I can do to make the team better, I'm there for it.
What is it you want to avoid?
Just no spotlight on me. I'm just trying to get better every day and just, hey, putting the team first and looking forward to a great year.
What's it going to be like without Chris Myers for the first time in so long, and what do you think about Ben moving and Xavier moving in next year?
Chris is my guy. You know, he's been a great player for us, great leader for us for, you know, 8 years here, 7 years here. You know, it's different. We have a lot of guys that have played a lot of football. Ben Jones is someone that's very smart and filling that center role pretty well so far. Xavier is looking to make a big jump in his second year. He's learned a lot on the go, and, you know, has the offense down pretty good this year. And I think we use this time right here to just rebuild our chemistry as much as possible. And I think today was a great start for that.
Excited about OTAs getting underway?
Absolutely. You know, it was kind of like our first day of school yesterday. It got kind of like a snow day, and you're just like, oh, man, you know what I mean? So today we'll be able to come in here, see everybody again, get the ball rolling. We're all excited. We have, like I said, we have big expectations for each other this year, and today was a great first step in that direction.